Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker. Today, our topic is Overcoming Prejudice. And we begin with a quote from Wendell Winkler, who says, "It is the lock of the door of the closed mind. It is the ignorance we usually mistake for reason. It is the first enemy of information and progress. It is a perfect combination of conceit and ignorance. It is the defense of the devil, shell of a petrified mind, and the ceiling of understanding. What is it? It's prejudice." Webster defines prejudice as preconceived judgment or opinion, an opinion or leaning adverse to anything without just grounds or before sufficient knowledge. Thus, we can see prejudice as being down on something that we are not up to. That is, we are prejudiced against something, or down on something or against something that we don't fully understand. Prejudice is closed-mindedness. A person's mind may be closed for many years, but not for repairs or alterations. The most difficult thing to open is a closed mind. A closed mind is like a closed steel trap. Though many things may get into it, it catches nothing. A prejudiced mind is one that the truth cannot penetrate. Some have said that light travels at an amazing speed until it hits the human mind. A Scottish preacher once said, "O Lord, may we always be right, for thou knowest we will never change our minds." This is prejudice. Prejudice is also a condemnation without investigation. One writer says, there is a principle which is a bond against all information, which is proof against all argument, and which cannot fail to keep the man in everlasting ignorance. The principle is condemnation before investigation. Thus, prejudice is the great time-saver. It enables us to form convictions without bothering to get the facts. Prejudice also comes in the form of prejudice toward the truth. Plato is recorded as saying, "We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light." Galileo was tried for heresy when he was called before the Inquisition because he affirmed the revolution of the earth. He said to the judges, "Here's my telescope, look through it, and you shall see the moons of Jupiter." However, they were so firmly convinced that the earth did not revolve around the sun that they refused to look. They were prejudiced against the truth. We also have those who are prejudiced against people. Nathanael was prejudiced against anyone coming out of Nazareth. John 1, verse 46, we see how wrong he was. The Pharisee was prejudiced against the publican, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. We also know that we need to avoid prejudging people. Have you ever decided that you would never like a certain preacher or a certain elder or a certain teacher or a certain neighbor, even before you ever met them, heard them, or became acquainted with them? Well, you were guilty of prejudging, of condemning without investigation, and of convicting without evidence. This is prejudice. What are some areas wherein prejudice, that we are prejudiced toward other people? Well, some of those areas include things such as other races. We know that the black individual can be prejudiced against the white. The white can be prejudiced against the black. The white can be prejudiced against the Hispanic. The Hispanic can be prejudiced against the white, and on and on and on it goes. We also know that we can be prejudiced of others, of other intellectual levels. Some will say that all intellectuals are snobbish. Or perhaps we're prejudiced toward those who, because of their financial status. Perhaps we say that all rich people are merciless, dishonest, and greedy. Or perhaps we are prejudiced against other occupational pursuits. For instance, all lawyers are liars, all doctors are quacks, and all preachers are mercenary, or foolish, or are those who are greedy for ill gain, perhaps. You know, it's interesting that such prejudice sometimes are those who are basing their judgments off things they have seen in the past, or maybe things they just have built up in their own minds. But we know that prejudice, that is prejudging someone before knowing them, goes against the Word of God. We also have those who may be prejudiced against new methods or ideas. Some of these would include individual communion cups, perhaps, passing a contribution plate rather than laying on the table, graded Bible school classes, appropriate Bible school literature, eating in the church building, using screens and projectors, building baptistries, cooperative preaching of the gospel. Yet we have those who are not prejudiced against new methods and ideas and in our everyday walk of life. Who wants to exchange the car for the buggy, the electric light for coal oil lamps, the gas furnace for the open fire, the colored television for the hand-operated phonograph, the push-button telephone for the crank, multiple party lines, that is, multiple lines in our phones, the tractor for the mule, or the milking machine for the hand operation? Yet all these are comparatively new ideas and methods. We know that it is sinful to be prejudiced, and it is sinful to prejudge others. Let us not be guilty of that, but let us judge with righteous judgment after we have ascertained the truth, and let us always encourage one another to do the same. Hebrews 3 and verse 13 tells us, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Thank you for listening, and be sure to be with us again next week.